This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Pardon the expression, but I am seriously laughing my ass off as all these stories come out about all the pedophiles and perverts in Hollywood. And, you know, look, at one level it's not funny, but the reason I'm laughing is because all these people are such hypocrites who claimed that they were progressives and they were people who honored women and they were people who are the morality side of society. And they're the Trump bashers and they're the people who hate Christians. And it turns out they're all the pedophiles and the perverts, you know, and it's just the list just keeps growing, which is rather disturbing, but kind of astonishing too. I mean, we thought maybe it would end with Bill Cosby, but no. Well, Kevin Spacey is out there. You've got Corey Feldman going public with the names of his rapists or people he's accusing of raping him and others when they were younger on the set, when they were children. What else is happening? There's been there's so much dirt flying around everywhere. It's just insane. Oh, Charlie Sheen has been accused. And also at the same time, this Republican Judge Moore has been accused by the Washington Post, which I'm not sure I believe that. And in fact, we got to be careful here. Maybe Charlie Sheen, maybe that accusation is false too. We don't know yet. We have to be very cautious because in this firestorm of real accusations against Harvey Weinstein, you know, obviously 70 plus women probably are not making it up. And now even Louis C.K., he's been accused of masturbating in front of women without their consent. How does that work? Wouldn't the woman leave? I honestly don't understand how that happens. That would be very curious to me to find. I'd like to hear Louis C.K. explain that, actually. That would be a bit of an entertaining piece. You what? You masturbate in front of women without their consent. And what, they just sit there? Please, explain to me how that happens, because I don't understand. If you try that in front of me, I'm leaving. That's it. I'm not going to sit there and never forget it. So anyway, my point is we got to be careful though, because perhaps some of these accusations are false and perhaps some people are piling on, figuring that this is the time to out everybody for everything that they've ever done. And maybe there could be some women or men who are falsely accusing other women or men of raping them or inappropriately, you know, sexually assaulting them or what have you. Although we tend to believe that people who are going to try to come forward and out others for this kind of behavior, we tend to believe they must be telling the truth, because it takes a lot of courage to step forward. So, you know, right off the bat, I want to acknowledge the courage of all those women with Harvey Weinstein, but also boys in the case of Corey Feldman and others, and the male actor that Kevin Spacey reportedly did whatever to. I want to say to those people, I really honor your courage for stepping forward, and you are sticking your neck out to do that. So I tend to believe those people. I just want to say, you know, on the record, let's be careful when there are accusations that could be politically motivated, such as the one against Judge Moore. That sounds like an assault, a smear piece from the Washington Post. I'm not sure about it. I would tend to be very skeptical of that just because it sounds politically motivated, where these women going against Harvey Weinstein, they're all Democrats. There's not like a political motive for them to expose Weinstein. It's not like he's a Republican and they're Democrats and they want to destroy his political career. But that's what it is with Judge, I think it's Roy Moore. It sounds like a political attack, so I'm not sure I believe it. And this whole thing with Charlie Sheen, I don't know. Was it a is it a boy that accused him, or is it someone, a boy? The last I heard, Charlie Sheen was banging L.A. actresses, not men. I'd never heard that Charlie Sheen is gay. Unless more evidence emerges, I'd be a little bit skeptical of Charlie Sheen banging little boys. That just doesn't sound like Charlie to me. He sounds like someone who could be banging a bunch of girls, but not boys. So I don't know about that one. But who knows? Look, I thought Bill Cosby was all cool until all that stuff came out. How many women accused Bill Cosby? 35 women? I don't know. Maybe it's 40. It's a lot. So obviously, Bill Cosby was pretty good at hiding his little dark secrets. You know, and speaking of dark secrets, wouldn't it be nice if we could go see a movie that was produced and acted by people who weren't pedophiles? They should have a whole movie, like just a whole new movie out of Hollywood. It's like the non-pedophile movie, the one movie where nobody in the cast or the crew is a pedophile or a child rapist or just a rapist for that matter. Wouldn't that be awesome to have a movie you could go see that wasn't financially supporting pedophiles? That would be great. And by the way, there is a movie like that, and it's called Let There Be Light, and it's produced by Sean Hannity, and it stars Kevin Sorbo and others, other actors who I believe are wholesome Christian-oriented individuals who are not pedophiles as far as I know. And I don't think they engage in that kind of behavior. So maybe that's a good movie to go see if you want to support movies that aren't made by pedophiles. Or what about political office? Wouldn't it be great if we could have, you know, political candidates, when they're running for office, just sign an affirmation, like an affidavit up front, just to say, yeah, they're running for office and they're not a pedophile. Just swear that up front, you know, swear it on a Bible or something. We the voters, we want to know this stuff up front at this point. Did you ever poke a little boy on your mattress? Did you ever sexually assault a female intern? Did you, you know, just go down the list. I don't know. I don't want to get too graphic with all the weird things these people do, but you get my point. It's like, wouldn't it be great to know in advance that someone is swearing that they have not done these things? Just what kind of depraved society are we living in anyway, where people do these things? Like, getting back to Louis C.K., if he really masturbated in front of women, or what about Harvey Weinstein? He's like, he invites women up to his room to go over some part for some movie, and then he's naked in a bathrobe, and he's like, come in the tub, you know, we're going to practice in the tub, whatever he does. What kind of sick people are these? And what kind of sick society do we have today where this is something that people just think they can do? I really do not understand what gets these people off on this kind of behavior. And didn't Harvey Weinstein ask Ashley Judd to watch him masturbate in the shower? Isn't that one of the things that he did? Like, what is it? Did Harvey Weinstein and Louis C.K. have a party and call it like the masturbation station party, and they just invite a bunch of women, and those two guys just stand there and jerk themselves off or jerk each other off, who knows, and ask all the women to watch? How does that give you any pleasure? I do not understand where that's coming from. But then again, I'm a normal, healthy person, so none of that makes any sense to me. But these people, I guess, are perverts and deviants and weird, twisted. And most of them are liberals, by the way. And most of them are like high-level Hollywood people. And they're all perverts. And they are just twisted, sick people. But, I mean, ask yourself, what do they derive from this behavior that makes it something they want to risk their careers on? I mean, seriously? If you have Ashley Judd in your hotel room, you can't think of anything more interesting to say or do than, hey, watch Harvey Weinstein masturbate? Seriously? You can't think of something more interesting like, hey, what has your career been like? You know, what was the most challenging thing in your career, your acting career? What are your dreams as an actor? How do you think acting should evolve to be more honest about the human condition, the human experience? Yeah, I mean, these would be questions that I would ask, but I guess Harvey Weinstein is like whipping it out. It's like, hey, watch him, you know. That's pretty sick stuff. So I vote for a whole new movie studio that is the non-pedophile, non-sex deviant movie studio, which, of course, might not commercially succeed given the depravity of our society today. It's all out of hand. It's all off the rails, if you ask me. I don't know. We'll see. In any case, check out my website, twisted.news. That's just like it sounds, twisted.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, also the editor of naturalnews.com, which is run by normal, healthy people I just wish we could live in an era where we didn't have to deal with these other perverts, frankly. You know, good riddance to them. It's just strange. I don't know. Take care, but be healthy and be safe, everybody. And don't go to a hotel room with Harvey Weinstein in it. That's, or Louis C.K. for that. If Louis C.K. invites you up for, you know, an after filming party with hummus and a cheese dip, just say no. Okay, just be safe. All right, take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.